This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Music, something we all know, whether it be listening to it or playing it. Music has been known to started for around centuries, starting back in the 40,000 BP with something as simple as a bone flute. Now, music is something that is played in many different styles, many different instruments, and in much more complex ways. Today, we will be exploring what happens when people pick up an instrument and learn it for life. From brain changes and emotional well-being to unexpected friendships and lifelong memories. So if you're a long-time musician or just wanting to pick something up, then listen along and enjoy. Every musician starts somewhere. A music class at school, a family tradition, or even a curiosity about sound. It's when you first start. When you learn about the joys of playing, making a sound, and making the music your own. Every sound, harmony, and melody, then you truly get hooked. That is the time when music truly becomes a part of who you are and you can't let it go.
Well, I had an older sibling that played piano, and eventually my parents just asked me if I wanted to play the violin, and I said, yeah, somehow I stuck through it, which I left.
I started music for a very similar reason to Alan. I had an older sister, years older than me, and she had been given a violin when she was four, and that's when I came on the scene, when she was 4 years old, maybe. And then I grew up watching her practice, do the Suzuki method, and my parents gave me an option, and I was like, absolutely, because anything that my older sister does, I want to do as well.
I started learning the recorder when I was about seven, and I used to go to a Saturday class, and Greymouth, and I learned to read music and play the recorder, and I was really good, so I was doing concerts in my lunch hour when I was still at primary school.
When you start, that is the hardest part, but after sticking to it and keeping on with the learning, that is when the true fun comes out. Those times when you finally get a hard melody, or when you complete a hard piece you've been stuck on for a long time. Everyone has many reasons to keep going. For some it may be friends, and for others it's the achievement and knowing of the personal growth. Learning an instrument takes time, practice, and many sore hours. Everyone, however, has a reason to keep going, to keep pushing, and eventually get out of their boundaries. It can lead to many, many mistakes that no one wants, that lead to frustrating moments, which can cause someone to stop playing, to give it up and not want to play anymore. So why is it that they continue? It's the musicians with the most perseverance that keep up, and they are the ones who stick the longest and play the best, those who continue and keep pushing. So why do people stick with it?
Well, it's my job, so it's my livelihood. Yeah. But it's always something that constantly challenging your brain and your work ethic. To keep it up is something like you gotta keep working at it, and then you keep discovering new things. You're always learning something, and it's always really refreshing. And we have the opportunity to play some great new music, and we always get to revisit a bunch of old music that we played dozens or hundreds of times, but it's always different. So it's always really nice to have people still come in and really inspire you despite playing those pieces so many times.
Like Alan, it's a job, but it's a job that I feel so completely and utterly privileged to be able to do on a day-to-day basis, because I come to work and I feel excited because I get to play music with other people, and we get to, you know, play chamber music, you know, like I don't know what it is, there's something magical about playing in unison with other people, you know, playing in unison with my section, and then, you know, the rest of the string section you know, they might all be doing different things, but we're all locked in together, and we're kind of moving together and singing together, and it's just such a brilliant feeling.
I think because I got quite good, and there was Saturday classes in Christchurch, which catch a bus, and there were four orchestras, and you started in orchestra four, and then went to three, and two, and one, so you had, you could have goals to get better, and there were concerts and stuff like that, but like here.
Yeah.
But it was a massive university on a Saturday morning, so it was very, very similar to youth music, but way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really loved being able to play lots of classical stuff on the clarinet.
And sticking with music isn't just about skill. It's about growth, growth in the mind and personal upgrade. That leads to major improvement in the mind, body and soul. Music affects the brain in incredible ways. Studies show how it improves memory, boosts mood and helps focus.
Do you think that playing music is good for the mind?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I have three kids, they all do music, and what I've discovered, and I still am discovering, is that it challenges you in so many different ways. It can be really analytical in a way like maths would be, but it also teaches you to problem solve in an out-of-the-box manner. Finding solutions for issues to deal with don't come the same to people, and just trying and finding them and discovering them, it's really great for that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
Well, musicians have bigger brains. So it helps. I've had kids whose maths has improved, science, all that kind of stuff. So it's, I think every single kid should be learning an instrument.
Yeah. And I guess...
A study from Psychology Today article states that there is a small but reliable influence of playing an instrument that leads to an increase in cognitive ability over the lifespan. Experience playing an instrument led to a little over a 1% increase in performance on tests of cognitive ability on average. While that may not seem like much, people have many experiences in their lives and most don't lead to any reliable change in overall cognitive ability. But ask musicians themselves, and they'll tell you what it feels like to experience the feeling of playing an instrument and meeting people as well as the improvements they have gotten while playing.
Oh, I think it's great. I think some of those things are used to help be a bit more, have the audience be more involved, so that's easy not to tune out. There's something so that they feel like they're part of the show, and those things, and it's really important, and they can kind of understand some of the concepts that we get across playing things like the Beethoven, like the storm movement.
Yeah.
Just not being passive, but being an active listener.
I love performing for kids
because
they make you feel like a total rock star. Because when you walk into a regular concert hall, people just kind of sit there very politely, waiting for the concert to start. The kids don't wait politely. They scream and they holler and they cheer at you. And, yeah, I love that energy that kids give off when you're performing for them. Mm.
Yeah, I love playing in concerts and getting the kids to play, having the parents and the audience and sharing their skill. And it's really, I love playing beside the kids or conducting, but also I love playing in quartets and trios and stuff as well. It just feels amazing when you can nail something.
In a world full of screens and stress, music becomes a kind of medicine. Then there's the performance, the time when the musician's able to show off their skills, show off what they have learnt. It is a place where the audience welcomes the music, where they enjoy and encourage the playing. It is a place of encouragement where the musicians can showcase and even get more encouragement from the audience. leading them to be more willing to improve, to practice, and showcase their even better skills they've honed over the time. For some musicians, it's terrifying. For others, it's thrilling. The audience brings it to life and makes it an even more magical night for the players.
Oh, they're great. We're lucky to be in an orchestra that's very social and we get along really well.
Mm.
So coming to work isn't like just having a bunch of office mates or something like that. These people are my friends and we hang out. It's great. It's a good time.
Would you hang out with them outside as well?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. We definitely do.
I made friends in the Suzuki camp when I was tiny, and I'm still kind of in touch with a few of those people.
Yeah.
Some of them are professional musicians in Christchurch and overseas, and I'm just wondering if any are living in Wellington as well. I can't remember. Yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone's so lovely. All the music families are just really lovely people, which is really nice. Yeah, they've got, you know, they're all polite and respectful, and you know you're going to have a good, you know, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Playing for others in concerts builds confidence, resilience, and joy. It's a feeling that's really quite hard to explain until you felt it yourself. Music doesn't just shape the brain. It shapes friendships. Bandmates become teammates. Duets become friendships. The people you can meet through music can truly be friends for life. People in bands or orchestras are many like-minded people. There will be people that you may not get along with, but 90% of the people will be the same good friends. The good friends that you can goof along with either when playing or even outside of music. Music is not just a hobby. It is a social activity where eternal bonds can be made. When compared to sports, it can be the same, if not better, than the groups. In sports, they focus on winning and teamwork, while in music, it's about playing, having fun, improving, and getting to know as many people as you can. And sometimes, the people you meet through music, you might have never known them otherwise. There may be people you never thought of meeting before. Some people who you have seen but have never been able to talk to. Music is a connection between a large group of people that truly leads to everlasting friendships. It's more than notes and rhythms. It's shared effort, teamwork, and trust. So this all leads to the question, is it worth it? Well, music can lead to many changes in someone's life, from personal thoughts to their entire mindset, as well as aiding in their outside life. Music builds connections, but it also builds character. From the seemingly endless mistakes and the endless effort required, music is truly wonderful, and everyone who partakes in the art comes out happy and is a different person.
Absolutely. I think everybody should do something creative. And I don't mean that in a way as to become a professional. I think people should just create, whether it's for themselves or for other people, learning an instrument, drawing something, painting, singing. I think art is for everybody and everyone should do it because it enriches their mind and it can enrich other people's mind.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think often how it happens is people ask me if they think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's much harder to learn things as an adult.
Yeah.
I'm guessing as by a stranger you mean an adult person.
Any age. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree with Alan. Any kind of creative outlet. Yeah. In fact, what I think that people should do is I think music lessons should be universally available and free at schools.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if everybody has a taste of music in school and a taste of art, you know, like doing, you know, painting or printmaking at school, It kind of gives you a sense for what you might like to continue doing it as a hobby, as an adult.
Yeah. No matter how old you are, it's that still learning something new is still possible to do that.
Yeah. I've got some adult students this year on saxophone who have never played any instrument in their life. And the two, and that they are taking a really long time to learn, but they're really keen and they practice.
Yeah.
I've also got a ukulele student who's never done music in her life, and she's doing really well. And absolutely loves it. Like, she's retired and stuff, so it gives her something to do.
Yeah.
And one of my saxophone guys comes from Mangafai. He comes all the way here for a half an hour lesson. He loves it, and he's not that good, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because I tell them that if you're making the best music that you can make, then you're a successful musician.
So, yes, music is worth it. Even with the endless struggles and the frustrating moments, playing an instrument is a very beneficial thing that can aid in many ways to someone's life. The science is clear, the stories are real. Music brings people together across differences, backgrounds, and generations. It creates joy, it builds friendships, it strengthens minds, and it builds a place where any single person from any single moment in time or a different environment or a different language, and they can have a place where they belong, where they can build lifelong relationships and truly enjoy their time as a musician. So, if you're thinking about learning an instrument, this is your sign. It might just change your life. Learn an instrument. Join a music group and meet new people who are like-minded, who also want a place to belong, and experience the fun of playing an instrument. Thank you for listening, and I hope you leave this episode remembering. Music connects us. It teaches us, and sometimes it leads us to people and parts of ourselves we'll never expected. Until next time, keep playing, keep listening, and keep sharing the sound.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.